Patterns of Presence, Advent, Day 21. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who's been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." King Herod heard this and was disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him. It would seem that the news of Jesus' birth caused quite a stir in Jerusalem. Magi travelling from the east and seeking an audience with the king was creating quite the chatter, especially when these wise and learned men came with a message that had been written in the stars, that there is a new king in town, a king who was worthy of their worship. Herod was disturbed. Well, you would be, wouldn't you? You're the king on the throne of Jerusalem, and you hear intel that a new king has been born amongst your people, and that there are stars in the sky revealing this. There are wise men, men considered as seekers of truth, who have seen this star, identified this star, understood its message, and in response have come in search of this king with the expressed intent of worshipping him. Herod became disturbed, and apparently all of Jerusalem was too. And this is an interesting statement to read because it does give us insight into the popular mood at that time. Jesus was causing quite the stir. And that's significant because it would seem that long before God took on flesh and made his dwelling amongst us, long before angel announcements, Bethlehem journeys, and a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger, before all of that, God began to stir the hearts of the people. History books reflecting the state of play at the time of Jesus' birth reveal that in the lead up to that, there was for some time a bit of a stirring within the hearts and the minds of the people. There was a feeling, a belief rising up, a sensing, a discerning, if you will, that God was up to something and that fate and fortune were all about to change for them as a people. Multiple historians narrating the passage of time and seeking to diligently record its unfolding. Well, these multiple historians all record the same thing. That there was this strange feeling rising up amongst the Jewish people that their lot was about to shift. Things were not going to remain the same. And lasting change and freedom was on the way. In fact, more than one historian records that there was noise about a leader rising up among them who would rescue them. So clearly there was something going on in the hearts of the people. It was not so much an expectation that they had. It was more than that. As in, it wasn't some kind of passive, vague, abstract hope. But rather they held something deeper than that. It wasn't expectation. It was anticipation. Expectation is defined as a belief that something will happen. Anticipation is defined differently. It is described as the act of preparing for or looking forward to something happening. The Jewish people held more than a vague belief, because historians actually record that the sense of change that they felt was actually heard in their chatter. It was part of the conversation at this time. It was what people were talking about. They could feel it, they could sense it, and they were discerning it. Something they knew, something they understood, something was afoot. Change was on the horizon. Now, granted, their interpretation of what that meant was a bit off. But could it be that what we read in the official records of time was actually God stirring the hearts of the people? Could it be that he was causing them to begin to look for something and search for something? That this instinct that arose, this can't quite put your finger on it type feeling, was actually that which held such certainty among the people that it was what they were talking about, and talking about it loud enough that their chat made it into the history books? Could it be that God was doing something within this people to get them ready for what it was he was going to do? could God have been inciting within them a desire for the different? Before he took on flesh and walked and talked among the people, God was moving in the hearts of the people, stirring them up, changing their focus, altering their dialogue, beginning to prepare the ground of their souls for something and someone wonderful. It strikes me that if you take a step back from this and look at this from the bird's eye perspective, there is an interesting trajectory here. God is clearly stirring the hearts of his people to awaken anticipation within them. And alongside this, he begins to turn up. Angels are ministering and Holy Spirit is moving. And there's worship and the prophetic and revelations galore. The abstract stirring of the soul becomes a ministry to the soul and a revelation that is released within it. Then we have John the Baptist, who turns up as the next major component of preparation. He struts onto the scene, rocking his tunic of camel hair and his funky diet of locusts and wild honey. He sounds like a positive weirdo. But yet multitudes flock to this guy, give him a hearing, and more than that, get on board with what he's presenting. And you think, really? This guy is wearing a hair shirt and eating bugs for breakfast, and you're taking him seriously? I doubt that we would today. But could the reason as to why the people open their hearts to the peculiar prophet and the bizarre baptizer, could it be because God has been stirring their soul for a while, changing their lens, awakening anticipation? And then the kingdom of God begins to show up all over the joint, and hearts and lives are wide opened as Jesus enters from stage right, because there's been all this preparation that has happened, all these components that God has put in place to awaken and then feed and fuel anticipation. God spent time preparing them for what was happening, so that when it did actually happen, they embraced it. How often does God do that? He stirs the soul, places within an inner desire, a strange but strong belief, this convincing conviction that he's about to do a particular thing. And then that which has been stirred by the divine begins to be confirmed by him. Through the word of God, through the Holy Spirit, through revelation and the ministry of the prophetic. And then he sends along confirmation in human form, as he uses the people and the voices around us to build upon that inner conviction and to move the heart. And then he moves. And we're bowled over that we are being used this way, seeing him move this way, being carried by him along the way. And we think, I'm not where I should be. How come I'm seeing him do all of this? It's because actually he's been preparing your soul for some time. He's been stirring things up, moving things about, speaking, revealing, nudging and confirming, because he's been awakening anticipation and fueling it within you for some time, so that when it comes to pass, you're ready to see it, perceive it, and be part of it. But all of that began with the nudging of the soul. The strange but rising confidence and the unprecedented belief and faith for something. Something that you knew that you knew that you knew that God was about to do, and then God took from your awareness that something, that belief, that faith, and he took it on a bit of a journey so that it would begin to live in you as anticipation. Today, pause. What is rising up in your soul? Take a moment and listen to your soul. Hear the faith and belief that it holds. What is God bringing from a place of awareness into the journey of shaping your anticipation? Don't despise the days of small beginnings. God places within you a desire, a belief, a seedling of faith. And as you delight in him, he begins to prepare your heart and your soul. He begins to shape it within you so that when it comes to pass, it fits your shape and you're ready to walk in it. What is God stirring in you today? What is he bringing to live in you, not just as an expectation, but now, clearly and firmly, as anticipation? Embrace it, journey with it, and see what you will do.
I feel anticipation. Feels like when the wind blows through the trees, there's a hope and I can taste it. Ready to explode inside our praise. I can hear you calling, and it takes my breath away. I feel your spirit moving, come and multiply my faith. Open every door, let us in heaven roar. Flee wide, you heavenly gates. Here, let your kingdom reign. Behold the glory king. Honor his majesty. Flee wide, you heavenly gates. Go hide your praise and come away. Come away. Form words around your grace. No amount of pages could describe what you've done inside this place. There is no religion that could box you in, that could keep you in. No limit to your greatness. We can't help but sing. So open every door, let earth and heaven roar. Fling wide, you heavenly gates. Here, let your kingdom reign. Behold the glory king. Honor his majesty. Fling wide, you heavenly gates. Go high, your praise and come away.
Only just begun to sing your praise. Sing it out. We've only just begun to see. Only just begun to see your goodness. I know. We've only just begun to see. Only just begun to see your praise. Thank you.